If you're in a pension scheme, whether it's a private scheme or a work-based pension scheme, have you thought about the charges under that scheme? Have you thought about how the charges affect your eventual return? Now, when you see the charges in a pension scheme, it says there's a small percentage of that, a small percentage of that, it's 2%, it's 3%. It sounds like nothing, right? So you think, well, how are these pension fund managers and these companies making money when they're only charging such small amounts? In fact, when I was in the business, the amounts were much higher. You know, they used to take something like the first year's contribution would just go out in to charges and commissions. Now it's a bit different to that. It's much lower. But it's very important, because when you're putting in £100 or $100 a month and you're paying, say, 3 or 4%, £3 a month, it's nothing, right? But when that fund is accumulated, that it's a percentage of the fund, and this is how they make their money. Because if you go into any big city, you see the biggest buildings are your banks that have little charges, recurring charges, recurring income, right? The insurance companies and the pension fund companies and the hedge funds and that sort of thing. They're the big money people on Wall Street, some of the richest people in the world. Now, the average saver in the UK will accumulate a pension fund of over £200,000 in their lifetime. So the charges are very important. So if you choose a scheme where the fund charges are 0.4% compared to a fund charging 0.75%, so it's not a lot of difference, a difference of 0.35%, not even a percentage point, right? Do you know what the differences will be in your eventual fund? So you're trying to accumulate this fund, and what would the difference be with just a 0.35% difference in charge? The actual amount is £70,000. So by paying a higher charge on your pension scheme could affect your fund by £70,000.